Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. As the White Sox made a pretty big move yesterday, and they are not rebuilding at the moment, and with the trade for Todd Frazier, that trend is continuing. Robin Ventura today said that he is fine with that and wants his team to rebuild, in fact. Also says likely going to have Frazier batting next to Abreu in the order. Meanwhile, GM Rick Hahn on with Spiegel and Goff today. That interview is on 670thescore.com. In an MLB Network interview today, Hahn said that that Frazier deal would not have happened without the Dodgers being involved in that. Moving on, the Texas Rangers have announced a one-year signing of Justin Ruggiano. Rajay Davis has signed with the Cleveland Indians. Blackhawks will take on Edmonton tonight. That'll be at the United Center. Corey Crawford is going to get the start in goal. Ryan Garbutt's going to come back. He had been a healthy scratch for the last few games, but he will be on the ice tonight. Practice for the Bears today ahead of the game Sunday. That'll be against Minnesota. Pernell McPhee practiced today, but he was limited. He is still dealing with a sore knee. Sherrick McManus with a concussion symptoms. He sat out again. Alshon Jeffrey was sick, so he was out. Zach Miller sick. He's been out since yesterday. We'll have some football on the Score tonight as well. The Rams take on Tampa Bay. The broadcast will begin at 7 o'clock. From Family Size Oreos and Edie's Ice Cream to Energizer products, Pete's Coffee, Crackus Ham, and more, you'll get sizzling savings on all your favorites with the MyMix Hot 20 from Jewel Osco. Download MyMix and clip today. 670 weather, partly cloudy overnight and a low of 26. Tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy again with a high of 33. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Lover's Lane. Heat up your holidays at Lover's Lane.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for
Who You Crappin'.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texts me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
Telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
Seem like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, I farm up, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No, 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 no.
Who You Crappin' brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. As always, I want you to limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go too long, you keep rambling on.
You give Tannehill the shotgun.
Nice edit. That is an outstanding edit.
Wow.
See, you're dangerous. So you can make people make it sound like people say things that they didn't say.
Yeah, that's what he does to me. Yeah, you're. It's what he does to us.
That's what he does. All right, we are going to get started. This is promising. I like that we are starting out Who You Crappin' with Northside Pimp on the score.
What's happening, Cat Daddy?
Pimp, I'm still
ready for the Olympics, man. I'm training, you know? Listen, I got some crap for Robbie Gould. After he missed another kick, he came on there and said, you know, the kick was in perfect range. I just got to make it. Look, man, that kick was not in perfect range. You the kicker, the same one that was worried about feeding your family. Robbie Gould, you broke leg, cock-eyed bastard. Who you crapping?
Mike says this wild-eyed crap goes out to school mascot look-alike Bo Ryan. After a random Tuesday night game against a schmuck opponent, the University of Wisconsin basketball avatar and coach announced his surprise retirement to his team and to the world. This was a decision months in the making, he said. But in recent weeks, I've come to the conclusion that now is the right time for me to retire. Now, while most of us don't have a problem with someone evaluating their employment situation over time and even mid-contract, ultimately moving on when they realize that it's the right time for them to go. But you know who does have a problem with that? Bo Ryan. Back in 2012, when Wisconsin player Jared Uthoff decided after much thought that it was time for him to leave the Wisconsin basketball program, Bo Ryan decided to use the punitive power of the NCAA to block his release so he could not leave and talk with other schools. And that was despite him being at the end of his year-to-year contract. I mean, scholarship. Bo Ryan, congratulations on escaping from the toilet bowl that is the NCAA system. But on your way out, flush one more time. And who you crapping?
Nicely done. That's it.
This is Brad. He's in Morris, and he's on the score.
Maybe not. Brad?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Not a particularly good way to start.
On Monday, CBS Sports Minute with John Feinstein, he talked about how Jimmy Clausen's career has been defined by one statistic. 5 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Now, John, I know you're crunched with time, so counting may be difficult, but last time I checked, that's 2 steps. Mr. Feinstein, who are you crapping?
Ouch. I'm John Feinstein.
Mike says, walking tobacco wad Lance Berkman complained recently of facing online persecution for his opposition to a proposed Houston ordinance banning discrimination against transgendered persons. Somehow, Berkman thinks this ordinance would immediately lead to troubled men entering women's bathrooms on a whim. He claimed he was concerned that his 4 daughters would be put at risk. Along with playing for the Houston Astros, Berkman also played in St. Louis and lived in Dallas, both of which have similar ordinances. Thankfully, it seems that his daughters avoided using the bathroom for those 3 years of their lives, and although severely dehydrated, remain otherwise unharmed by those whimsically troubled men that can't help but to enter women's restrooms. After all, Lance is, of course, right that cities without such ordinances, like, for instance, Buffalo, never had any issues with men attacking women. Berkman complained that there are double standards in regards to what's tolerated today, saying that the views from the right immediately get castigated. Views from the left get treated with respect. Right after demanding more tolerance of his intolerance, Berkman argued that tolerance is the virtue that's killing this country. What? Lance, it's not that people are being intolerant when they don't agree with you. It's that you are a bigot and an imbecile. And people tend to not like it when bigoted imbeciles say bigoted and imbecilic things. The double standard is your own. You're arguing intolerance is bad and unfair when directed at some ideas, but okay when directed at others. And in the same breath, you're saying that transgendered people don't deserve to be tolerated. You're arguing that you, a rich, white, heterosexual man, is the real victim of American intolerance. Be honest, Lance, you don't like people who are different than you. You don't like transgendered people or people who read books without pictures or people with good haircuts. It's ironic that a man with such pronounced breasts would be so opposed to treating transgendered people with respect. Regardless, Lance, here's hoping the home run train in Minute Maid Park runs over you one of these days. Lance Berkman, who you crapping? Ian in Boston is a regular on this segment, and he is on the score.
This crap goes out to Missouri State Representative Rick Bratton, who proposed a bill that would revoke the scholarship of any student-athlete who supports or participates in any strike or refusal to play a game. He said, They could have come out and protested peacefully, but when they came out and coerced the school to their demands and have the school pay a fine, that goes from where it's your First Amendment rights to where you're affecting others. I shouldn't even have to be sponsoring a bill like this. Besides understanding the First Amendment as well as a Boers and Bernstein caller, Rick has amnesia. In July, Bratton sponsored the Campus Free Expression Act, which prohibited public universities from restricting student protests. Back then, he said, "It's sad that it comes to this point that we have to pass legislation to uphold these First Amendment rights. The fact of the matter remains that universities have a track record at silencing free speech, especially in cases that they disagree with. The universities have nothing on Missouri legislators. It's appalling that it took something as inconsequential as a canceled amateur football game to turn this guy from a free speech crusader into a vindictive autocrat. Rick, you've twice mentioned that you shouldn't have to be writing these bills you advocate. Maybe don't. Maybe quit. Maybe ask yourself, who you crapping?"
Nice. That's what you call a gotcha.
Yeah, that's
a gotcha.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard says, when asked to promote the upcoming debate during a post-game broadcast at a sister station, Charles Barkley instead criticized CNN's election coverage and bashed Donald Trump's inflammatory rhetoric. Though I'm a bit surprised Sir Charles would bite the hand that feeds him, since he seems to like being fed. I have no gripe with his criticism, but in summarizing his feelings about Trump, Barkley said, "You know, living in Arizona, I think the Hispanics are amazing people. To lump all Hispanics together, that was insulting." Charles, it's less insulting to say all Hispanics are amazing people than that they're all rapists and criminals, but you lumped them all together, and you just said you weren't supposed to do that. Barkley continued, "To try to divide and conquer, which is what the Republicans always do, it's just sad. Charles, now you lumped all Republicans together. I thought you said we weren't supposed to do that." Then Charles labeled Donald Trump supporters losers who are afraid to look in the mirror and say why their lives suck. Now, we'll give you that one, Charles. But generalizing about groups is nothing new for Barkley, because last summer he told a pair of same-named morning sports radio hosts that he always votes Democratic because Democrats are more open-minded than Republicans. Charles, you're lumping together again. And have you forgotten that you've toyed with the idea of running for governor of Alabama as a Republican?
Yeah.
And who's Charles supporting in the presidential race? John Kasich. Charles... You do know he's a Republican, right? But to be fair, Charles said that he's supporting Kasich only because Elizabeth Warren is not running. John Kasich, apparently the natural second choice for any Elizabeth Warren fan. So, Charles, you're right about CNN's election coverage. It's been terrible. And you're right, Trump's comments about Hispanics and Muslims and Jews ignore the fact that individuals don't meet our preconceived notions of what members of these groups are like. But I'm not surprised you're lumping people together in the same way Donald Trump does. As we know, basketball analysts are amazing people, but they tend to overgeneralize. Charles Barkley, who you crapping?
At every level there.
Dane in Crown Point is on WSCR.
Hello.
Hi.
This nonpartisan crap goes out to Chris Christie, governor of the great state of New Jersey, who on Tuesday night at the GOP debate, while referencing America's fight against terrorism, said the following: "When I stand across from King Hussein of Jordan, I say to him, you have a friend, sir, who will stand with you to fight this fight. He will change his mind."
Oops.
Governor Christie, one would assume you are good at persuading people since you are a federal prosecutor. But you might find King Hussein more difficult to persuade because he's been dead for 16 years. Yes, way back in 1999, that's a century, Governor. King Hussein died and his son, the very much alive and current King Abdullah, took over. So, Governor Christie, unless you plan on exhuming the body of King Hussein, reanimating his corpse, and literally and surgically changing his mind, I doubt very much that you'll be able to have an informed chat with him. Chris Christie, who are you crapping?
Nice. That's what we're doing.
That's great.
312-644-6767. Got a line or two open.
Yep.
Plenty of time for it to yump on in, and you know, oh, God knows what I'm looking for.
I don't know.
The big finish.
The 312-644-6767.
We got room for you if you want to help us grab it. Who are you crapping on the score?
Big finish.
The Bears muster up a division win when they have a win.
rematch with the Vikings? Could Robbie Gould get his mojo back? We've got all the storylines and breaking news leading up to game time, so you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Tonight, exclusively on the NFL Network, the St. Louis Rams host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Jameis Winston has been pretty good as a starting quarterback, hasn't he? As rookie quarterbacks go, he's been a little bit more fleet of foot than you thought he would be, a little bit more accurate than maybe you expect him to be, and his leadership skills have translated from college. Dare I say, Buccaneers seem to have found their quarterback of the future. Speaking of the future, that's really what's at stake for the St. Louis Rams, isn't it? No one knows if this is the last game in St. Louis. And though they have Todd Gurley, who's on the precipice of 1,000 yards despite missing the first handful of games, will Todd Gurley be running in St. Louis, or will he be running in L.A. next year? What would be more interesting, L.A. getting back the Rams or St. Louis losing their second team? I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one, or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal-cut, loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
All right, guys. Still time for your Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. Better yet, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram and you save $60. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday, and please tell them Jason George Goff, the player, sent.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, FHA homeowners. I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I wanted to talk to you about the new streamlined refinance program offered by FHA. It was designed to help current FHA homeowners save hundreds a month or thousands a year. There are little to no closing costs with this program, and it's great because it doesn't require you to get an appraisal, verify income, or have good credit. None of that stuff matters. This is the easiest way to lower your mortgage payment immediately. If you can just tell me your rate and payment info, I'll tell you if you qualify in minutes. It's that simple. If you have an FHA mortgage, you need to call today. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. The clock is ticking, and with the holidays fast approaching, coaching who wouldn't want to save money. That number again is 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. Remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Big finish! Oh, he is still alive. Glad to hear from him. Boys and Boys, see Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's what we're looking at for right now. The big finish to who you crap at.
North Side, this is Benson on The Score. Hello, Benson.
Hi, this crap goes out to Chicago Alderman Roderick Sawyer. Last week, self-appointed representative of the Chicago sports fan, Ronnie Wu-Wu, made an impassioned plea for Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign over the Laquan McDonald case. During his speech, Sawyer cheered Ronnie on, saying, "Tell him, Mr. Cub, and let's play too." Roderick, Ronnie Wu-Wu is known for one thing, wooing. He's not known as Mr. Cub, or he did not coin the phrase, "let's play too." That is Ernie Banks. So, Roderick, stop stealing Gas Money Bob's material and ask yourself who you crap.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know he did it. You told me he did it. I didn't see it. No, yeah. I never saw him do it.
I watched it.
He wasn't wooing, though.
No, well, he wanted to, but he was
impassioned.
An impassioned activist at the time. He said, "Mr. Cub, and let's play too." Here's Ramblin' Grimace, who says, "Few things in sports are guaranteed. The one ritual that is all but an ironclad lock in any season in which an NFL team is still undefeated after 9 or 10 weeks is that some reporter is going to seek a comment from felony drug trafficking convict and former Miami Dolphins running back Mercury Morris."
Yep.
As we entered week 14 of the NFL season with the Carolina Panthers looking to go 13-0, NFL.com's Jeff Darlington reported that Morris is once again dismissive of another team possibly having a perfect season. Morris said, "The biggest canyon in this country is the Grand Canyon. Do you know what the second largest canyon is? That's my point. Nobody cares." Well, this is an interesting comparison because the 1972 Dolphins finished 17-0 after winning Super Bowl VII, as the team won 3 playoff games, but the league only had a 14-game regular season. The Panthers, should they indeed go undefeated, would have to win 3 playoff games as well as 16 regular season games. That would be good for 19 total wins, or a bigger number than 17. Even if the Panthers are unsuccessful this year, it's not only possible that another team going undefeated would also amass 19 victories, but should the NFL eventually expand to an 18-game regular season, then a theoretical perfect record would be 21-0. Should that day come, I fully expect Mercury Morris to be a little more hesitant to answer his phone calls from the media. Perhaps he'll again be going by Eugene Morris, reciting interesting tidbits about the Palo Duro Canyon, America's second largest, while watching old NFL films of his glory days and asking himself, who you crapping?
Wow.
Glenn is also out today. So this is a generic crap for each of the Score's update anchors. Ever since Patrick Kane's consecutive games with a point streak hit 19, every time the streak was mentioned, I was told this was the longest streak, quote, for an American-born player. While that's true, it's not news. Or put another way, it's news about as much as it was news in 2003 when White Sox starter Esteban Loaiza got the Mexican pitching record.
We cherished it.
This is a professional sports league. No one lacking the requisite talent gets special dispensation to play because they belong to a particular nationality. The implications of stating that someone is the best player from a certain country of origin aren't positive. Consider that the overall league record for consecutive games with a point is 51. Patrick Kane's streak ended at 26. Promoting Kane's streak as a national record in a sport with a higher multinational standard sends the following message. We Americans kind of suck at hockey, so we're going to pat ourselves on the back for getting halfway to a league record. USA! I can't wait to see what you do if Marian Hossa sets the NHL's Slovakian hockey record.
A hero.
In the meantime, who you crapping? Here is Scott in Rochelle, who says, Mad Dog Christopher Russo. On the November 11th version of his High Heat show, was furious about the fact that Yoenis Cespedes won an American League Gold Glove this past year. Russo finished his rant about what an absolute injustice this is by focusing his ire on AL managers for whom he blames Cespedes getting the award. Of those managers, he said, have a clue. AL managers, have a clue. You don't watch all the games. I do watch the games. You don't. Fast forward to last Thursday, when the Mad Dog welcomed Joel Sherman to discuss the Cubs and the trade of Starlin Castro to the Yankees in the wake of the Ben Zobrist signing. And Russo said, while Zobrist is a nice player for the Cubs to get, they might regret giving up Castro, saying, Castro had a nice postseason, too. In 9 postseason games this year, Starlin Castro's slash line was 176, 200, 294. Uh-oh. That is not a nice postseason. That's the very antithesis of a nice postseason. And there's no way you'd say that Castro had a nice postseason if you watched the games. What made Russo's comment about Castro's nice postseason even worse was, as he said it, Castro's actual postseason stats were shown on the screen of Russo's own show. So, Mad Dog, it's apparent you don't really watch all the games, as you adamantly said you did, but evidently you don't even really watch your own show. But for that, I can't blame you. Christopher Russo, quit yelling, and who you crapping?
Waiting for the reunion.
Oh, I'm not interested.
Gets You're back with the Pope, and big-time sports talk radio returns.
Pete Hawk writes, Corey Lewandowski, campaign manager for Donald Trump, Sunday dismissed a recent uptick in poll numbers for Senator Ted Cruz by saying, Senator Cruz has become the flavor du jour of the week. Mon Dieu, sacré bleu, Corey, or should I say Monsieur Lewandowski, du jour is French for of the day. Senator Cruz may be a lot of things, but one thing he most certainly is not is the flavor of the day of the week. So I have two questions for you, only one of which you will understand. Qui vous crappin' and who you crappin'? Robert in Seattle says, perennial LeBron James wannabe Carmelo Anthony, after being called out by Charles Barkley on needing to be a better leader, gave the classic you don't know me defense in the New York Daily News on Saturday. He'd add that I wouldn't even feel right cursing my teammates out here on the bench, on the court. That's not who I am. Oh, Mello. Oh. See, that's exactly who you are. Because last year, when you couldn't get along with Tim Hardaway Jr., after he yelled at you to get the rebound in a game against the Brooklyn Nets, you started cursing at him and said, you don't know who the bleep you're talking to, and I'm going to beat you the bleep up in the locker room. Well, that's real leader talk. Want to be a real leader? Look in the mirror. Tell yourself to get the rebound. Carmelo Anthony, who you crapping? I believe it is time for you to check your manometer.
Now, let me, we'll check your memory. It's already been said today where I was.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Manitoba?
Manitoba!
When was that said?
Early on.
I don't remember.
It was. Manitoba.
I forgot.
I like Manitoba.
You've never been to Manitoba, have you?
No, but I like the thought of saying it.
You've never been to Winnipeg?
Winnipeg, no.
Wait, have I been there?
No.
Let's check.
I do not go to odd outposts it's cold.
It is cold. Yeah,
I don't go.
Okay,
there.
Well, bearing the pressure and closing out who you crap into second half adjustments on the score.
Oh, dear. Hello, guys.
Hey.
This one is actually for Mr. Bernstein.
Hello.
Who, when interviewing Mr. Frank Thomas yesterday, noting that Justin Upton had been on three Major League Baseball teams throughout his relatively young career, noting that there may perhaps be some off-the-field issues with Mr. Upton that has led him to be on so many teams in such a relatively short career. The problem is that the two most recent Cub additions, Ben Zobrist and Jason Hayward, have also each been on three MLB teams without any sort of character assassination. I could be wrong.
You are wrong.
My question, Mr. Bernstein, is...
Yeah, you are wrong.
Because
the Blackhawks won and gave St. Louis the blues.
You make us wonder with the things
yeah.
you say.
It crashed and burned. It died.
Yeah, that's not
in a fire outside Winnipeg. Hey, buddy!
Hey, buddy! Who you crapping?
Scoreboard update.
So if the crap is bad, you don't have to take it?
No, it's just that nobody said anything about off the field.
Hey,
issues. There was no character assassination. It was about what his flaws as an actual player.
Are you doing, is the who you crap going to happen a day early next week?
I won't be here, and I don't care.
No,
he's taking the next Thursday.
A day early? No.
So no Wednesday crapping next week?
Okay. Oh, God, Chris, you don't want it.
Yeah, why would you want that?
You don't want it. No, it was okay, but he reads. You know, it was one of those days where it was all reading, and it's too much work for him, and we don't want that kind of work anyway.
Well, I can read.
We're too important for that.
I can read.
What? Now, see, you made me say silly things, and now I feel bad. Yeah. Just like I did about talking about Justin Upton in imaginary radio.
Hey, speaking of Manitoba,
yeah.
The Wolves are going to play them on the 21st, and that was going to be a thing that I talk about in a little bit.
See?
Maybe that's what I know it was mentioned. Somebody mentioned Manitoba, great place.
Are they still the Manitoba Moose?
I don't know.
And I never know if it's singular or plural, if they all encompass one single moose.
Well, yeah, because you can't have a team of one moose.
Why not?
You have to have several moose.
Maybe it's like moose.
Several moose.
It's like Voltron, where
a tennis player is not a team.
I didn't say anything about that.
Well, so
buddy.
In order to have a team, you have to have multiple. So you have to have multiple moose in order to
multiple
to have a team.
Well, what about the Magic or the Lightning or any of those?
Well, Magic is like a, you know, I mean, just
wait,
it's kind of nebulous. You can't have a bunch of Magics.
What if it's a nebulous singular moose?
There is no such thing because a moose is physical. You can see it and touch it, and you can know if there are more than one of them.
I would advise against that because
Lightning.
They're very mean. They will kill you.
Yeah,
you could. If Lightning touches you. Well, it will make you lose your member.
But you could see there are
something you should know.
Yeah, this is my warning to you, Chris Ranji.
Well, I don't think that you can't do it on purpose. And then there are multiple bolts of lightning, but you don't say, look at all the lightnings out there. You just say lightning.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that explains. But just heed my warning, okay, buddy?
This is gonna be all Wednesday afternoon. That's how this is gonna go. I just want you to know. Pretty big acquisition for the White Sox yesterday. They picked up that third baseman, Todd Frazier, from the Reds in a three-team deal. And GM Rick Hahn said, though, that comes at a price.
Yeah, it hurts to give up guys like that. You get attached to them, and you want to see the hard work of the scouts and the player development guys pay off. It just is paying off a little differently than everyone anticipated.
Hahn with Spiegel and Goff today on the score. Micah Johnson, Frankie Montas, and Trace Thompson all off to the Dodgers in that deal. The White Sox still appear to be on the lookout for an outfielder. The Cubs have officially announced Brendan Ryan as their player to be named later in that Starlin Castro trade. They've also hired former catcher John Baker, played for them in 2014. He is now a baseball operations assistant. Corey Crawford to start in goal for the Blackhawks tonight against Edmonton. Ryan Garbutt will be back out there. He's been a healthy scratch lately. Bears had Pernell McPhee in practice today. He was limited, however. Alshon Jeffrey feeling sick, he sat out, and Zach Miller for a second day sat out because he was sick as well. NFL on the score tonight. It is the Rams and Buccaneers, and we've got that game in the broadcast starting at 7. The Chicago Wolves will host rival Rockford Saturday at 7, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, and Monday the 21st against Manitoba. Saturday is T-shirt giveaway night, sponsored by Hyde & Hein. Tickets start at $11. For more information, ChicagoWolves.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is The Score, brought to you by Lover's Lane. Heat up your holidays at Lover's Lane.
They have been one of our fine sponsors today of our ongoing holiday broadcast.
It is.
Under Armour Brand House is where the fun is going on. It's 600 North Michigan Avenue. The Score holiday broadcast has also been an opportunity for you to drop off winter clothes and sports equipment to benefit the Chicago area Boys and Girls Clubs and the Union League Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago. So we thank everyone at Under Armour Yes. and at Lover's Lane. And here for you right now, just for listening, you can be caller 5 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you can win a $100 Under Armour gift card. You can use it in-store and online at underarmour.com. Brought to you by Under Armour Brand House. Everything in the store will make you better.
I believe that.
Well, that's why you were buying things.
Well, that's what.
But you're not better. Are you better?
I am better.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yes, I am. I am better. Yeah, it's beautiful clothes. I like Under Armour stuff a lot. Don't you? Don't you like Under Armour stuff? You're not much of a brand name guy. You're kind of a slumpy guy.
I'm not much of a clothing guy.
You're not much of a clothing guy, no.
I will have some Under
Armour
stuff.
Brand name pee-pee pants. That's always important to me. Yeah.
They have the sweats.
I'm on the hunt. I'm looking for brand name pee-pee pants.
That'll get you kicked out.
Yes. Sir, what are you looking for, you odd man, you? Well, my friend, I'm looking for brand name pee-pee pants. What floor are they on, pray tell?
Just wait here for security, and they'll show you where they're at.
They'll show you where it's at. Uh-huh. No, it's a beautiful store. We just didn't spend enough time in there. Things took us away with just the technical difficulties, and here we are. But it was a beautiful store. I was shopping around, and next thing you know, here's Mitch running down the stairs. All right, let's get in the cab now. We're going to the studio.
He's got his holiday sweater on,
He's
too.
He's got his holiday sweater on.
Looking
he does.
All happy. All the staff
Well, because they had their Christmas party today.
Apparently, things are happening, too.
Yeah, apparently it was a hell of a party. And we're that close. And did you go in there at all?
No. We had all these visits today too. It was like a Christmas carol here. First, it's the ghost of country radio comes in.
Yeah, Ramblin' Red Rectum was here.
Yep. Then you grabbed his ironclad butt.
I did.
Yep.
I always.
Why didn't you do the same for Mary Dixon when she walked in?
I don't do that.
Well, I think she's going to be mad that she didn't get the same treatment.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm guessing not. Lynn Bramer, sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, are you kidding me? You'd never get him out of here.
Yeah, and Mary had an interesting report for us about our fearless leader, who apparently is bleeding on the head. He fought down, go boom. And also, meanwhile, Mary, this morning, I guess, on WXRT, she called Martin Shkreli something
we can't say.
A word that we're not supposed to say.
I thought I heard her right, and I said, well, you can't.
She
you
said can't it.
Say
and,
that.
And I told her, I said, you know, we're not allowed to say that. And she said, we're not?
No. Otherwise, everybody would be that on this show.
Right.
Are you kidding me? It's one of the great. I love that. I love it. There's a lot of words I would really like to use. That would be near the top.
That's a good one.
It is. It is. But she told the story like, so matter of fact, like, yeah, and I called him. I'm sitting here.
She's not wrong. I'll say that.
No, I'm not saying she's wrong. It's just, I didn't think you could say that, but I'm not the expert.
Because I noticed it on Twitter, and then I went back and listened. And I thought, well, she did say it, didn't she? Well, okay then. All right. So we need a third Christmas ghost to come visit us, though. We had the ghost of morning country, the ghost of morning grown-up rock and roll.
Yep. Morning sleeping.
Morning sleeping. That's good
and then
too.
Does Rod count for falling?
Yeah, only if he doesn't hear again. That's his new bit. Hey, do the fall.
Hey, here I go. I've had 10 beers and you're all fired. Make budget.
No can do, grand leader. No can do.
Now the sales people are like, huh, what?
What? Oh, you talk- hey, is he talking to you?
Bors and Bernstein will say Terry's two favorite words in show business in a moment on the Score.
Let your game day ritual always start with the Score's football pregame show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zegman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Score's football pregame show. And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Chicago Bears running back Matt Forte is coming to town. Join him for a special appearance at the grand opening of the Schaumburg Verizon store on East Higgins Road on Tuesday, December 22nd, between 6:30 and 8 p.m. and receive a complimentary autographed photo by Matt himself. While you're there, don't forget to learn about the great services Verizon has to offer. Verizon, better matters. Autograph limit one per person. While supplies last, players subject to change.
What's the deal with that? I hear you talking about it. Yeah, well, you hear me talking about it. Listen up. Here's a perfect example of what this is and what the business is and who Cameron Hughes is and what he does. He's what's called a wine negociant. So what he does is he has relationships with the best vineyards all around the world, and particularly those in the great wine-growing regions of California. And some years, these vineyards just make too much wine for their particular bottling run that year. And then he comes in, buys up the excess juice, puts it in a bottle, and does not disclose from where the wine came. That way, you're drinking the very same wine that is produced by these high-end vineyards, but it's at a fraction of the price. An example is right here. And this is a fabulous wine for the holidays just because how well it pairs with so many different foods. This is the Lot 388 Merlot. It's mostly Merlot, but it's also got a little bit of Bordeaux structure in there with some added Cabernet and Petit Verdot and Petit Syrah. And the Lot 388 is a multiple gold medal winning wine in wine competitions. And this is from an owner of some of the best farms in Napa, in Oakville, in Rutherford, in St. Helena, in Calistoga. But this in particular is a Napa Valley Rutherford Merlot-based blend, and you don't get these wines at this kind of price because normally these are upwards of a blend like this would be $50. But the Lot 388 is selling for under $15 right now and only right now because of this special deal. We've done these deals before, and he wanted to open this up to you because there are a handful of cases left. It's what they call the Friends and Family Reserve stock. I don't know how much is left now because this only runs until tomorrow. 20% discount on Lot 388 and free shipping on an order of three or more bottles. You should try it. It's great. Use the code to get this. You have to use the code Dan. That easy to remember, D-A-N. You go to chwine.com. 20% off this wine and free shipping. Wine's heavy. It's expensive to ship, and it's only available through Friday. There aren't that many cases left. I haven't checked with them today. I don't know exactly how many are left, so don't get mad at me if you're late to this and you miss out on it. One way to not miss out, go now. chwine.com. chwine.com. Click the mic in the upper left corner and enter the code Dan, D-A-N. The Lot 388 Napa Valley Rutherford Merlot. The wine is fantastic. The deal is great. So go to chwine.com.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footie pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footie styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood. Perhaps most important, though, is the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footie and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $50. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He gives a speech to the Russian Politburo after he knocks out Ivan Drago.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Nancy.
Hello, friend.
Called to secure a VA loan with the entitlement she earned stationed in Iraq. After thanking Nancy for her service, David explained the benefits of VA loans, like financing 100% of the purchase price, no PMI, and being able to receive a seller's closing cost credit up to 4% of the purchase price. David also introduced Nancy to his team of real estate experts, which includes a realtor to help her locate a home, a real estate attorney, and a home inspector. If you're a veteran purchasing a home and you want to work with a trustworthy, knowledgeable lender in the mortgage business that respects you, your fellow veterans, and everybody currently serving our country, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of SCORE listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/license.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
With the year wrapping up, we're wrapping up deals at Sunrise Chevrolet this holiday season. Choose from $10,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. Get low lease payments on our most popular models, including the new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for just $179 a month with zero down. Wrap up the year with Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights or visit sunrisechevrolet.com. On select new models to qualify buyers, financing with rebates and incentives. Offer excludes tax, title, license, and dock fee.
Are you tired of being so nice this holiday season? Then it's time to be a little naughty and go see the girls of Polecats Gentlemen's Club. Polecats is Chicago's most upscale club and a great place to watch all the exciting football action this season. Come and enjoy all the games in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features new, larger booths, a full liquor bar, and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland Gentlemen's Club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and stage. Take some time to be naughty this holiday and visit the girls of Polecats. Polecats is a great place to have your client or office parties. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Chicago Wolves flex packs are a perfect gift for the hockey fan. 10 ungated tickets and swag at one low price at 546 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business has joined us. Lawrence is one of the sober ones. How are you, Lawrence?
Hey, Uncle Terry. Hey, Dan.
Hey, so I just got another report of there's a disputed report here.
Okay.
As to whether or not Rod fell down by accident or on purpose.
He was doing Chevy Chase and he missed.
Okay, because they said that his bit was drunk Santa.
Yeah.
But he might have been, shall we say, method acting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He apparently didn't have the pillow that it requires when you take the tumble.
And he knocked a tree over.
Yeah.
And then he did a bit as Drunk Santa. And then he was like asking women for hugs.
Then
he electrocuted himself.
Here's the crazy part. When you have a situation where it's the three of us, Maddie, Tanny, Goff, and we're the normal ones walking around this building right now.
Oh, there's some,
that's a problem.
Oh, everybody.
Drunk ass people right now.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm.
And the funny thing was, I don't think Ramblin' Ray was. He just seemed like it.
No, he's always that way.
That's just how he acts.
Yeah, it's how he acts.
Because he's got brain damage.
Yeah, he's
the,
got.
The best is like people are just walking around with like glasses of Chardonnay.
Yep.
You know, they're offering you shots. I'm like, I have to go do the radio show.
That's what I'm saying, so. Terry. Just because you could be grabbing everybody's ass and people would be loving you right now. Not just Ray.
I don't think people in general like me. So I'm not going to grab their
ass. That's not true.
I don't think that's true. I'm not going to grab their ass. I grabbed Ray's ass, so it was a nice firm feel.
He enjoyed that.
Yeah, he did. He'll be back tomorrow.
But then Mary Dixon comes in and doesn't give her the same treatment.
Did she come into the room? Because I begged her to come into the room.
Yeah, she did. She did. She gave us the first report of Rod falling down.
It's
yeah, I think she said, though, he was meant to be like a pratfall, and he kind of didn't have the cushion that he needed to.
Right. Before
he,
it's real out there.
It's real.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know that Jason was here until I was on Instagram, and Jason has a video of himself on Instagram just looking around going, what the hell
is going on? Not real until he's got the Black and Milds out.
No, well, you can't do that in the building. You'd have to go down a few floors.
That's my definition of declaring when it's really started. Is when he's got the old Tipperillos going.
Well, the thing is that you know, Jay came back, and he came back, and they extended the party.
Wait, that he's violating his own rule,
which is
Jason told me the first rule at a black party is if somebody leaves and says they're coming back, you get out of there.
No, not the party, from doing the show.
Oh, okay. Because then you're worried that he's coming back with something mad at somebody.
No. Okay. No. It's just that apparently that everything that was going on over there at the party was roast worthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Was Spiegel talking?
I didn't see him.
I didn't see him.
All I know is that Norm Weiner grabbed me like outside and kind of gave me that look of don't go in there. Like and Norm is like one of my guys. Like one of the guys that I trust.
Is Andy in there?
Oh, Andy's in there.
It's Andy.
Oh no.
Oh, you bet. I've seen that act.
I saw a keg stand, man. I saw someone do a keg stand.
Who?
I don't know who it was.
Was it Dan Horwich?
It was not. It was not Dan.
He's a Roman.
He would be like last on my list of people.
Him and
Fritz would be like the last people you would expect to do a keg stand.
Or last at Joanna because they wanted to see.
Maybe it's one of the youngsters who I don't know.
All I know is that I was talking with Jason. I looked over and I was like, oh no. And he goes, what? And I said, keg stand. He was like, you're a kid. He's like, he pulled out his phone, but he couldn't get the video of it quick enough.
Gina?
No, it was not Gina.
Okay.
She's got the very cool Christmas sweater on.
They all do. Everybody does.
She's got Santa Claus with Jesus.
The bad sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the whole bit.
Yeah, the bit was a bad sweater.
I did tell the folks down the hall that are sitting around an office with a bottle that I was going to be back and put it on Facebook. So they were like, okay, great.
I got a crap game going or something?
Yeah,
Dan,
I'm
telling you, there is a bottle of Tito's on a desk.
In an office.
And folks are enjoying themselves right now.
Are people getting naked?
Well, No one was naked.
Nobody's naked.
But I mean, you walk
Ramblin'
in there.
Ray Rectum was naked.
You can smell the alcohol.
Wow.
It's real. No party for us,
meanwhile,
though.
Meanwhile, Rod just keeps falling down.
I am headed to see Star Wars The Force Awakens with the 7 o'clock curtain. And then for tomorrow, for my usual Bernstein brief that I write, it is going to be my review of the movie.
Nice. I'm looking forward to seeing it once, you know, it dies down a little bit.
That's it.
I'm going shopping.
It's over.
Have you finished yet?
I have not. No, I haven't started.
I got something cool for my dad. I think he's going to dig it. It just came today. The drones dropped it off at the house.
Is it the clapper?
No, he doesn't. He'd just rather be in the dark anyway, so.
Well, you can use it to turn off lights.
He doesn't care. He's got the light of Judge Judy on the TV.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Hey,
that's why we're kindred spirits. I love his dad.
Yeah, this is what I'm telling you. Terry, you and my dad need to do like a cop show because I think it would be hilarious.
I'm too old for this.
Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves.
All right, I'm going to go record this stuff now. And then when I get back on the air, I'm going to talk White Sox.
Okay.
Go White Sox.
Good luck with that, by the way.
Thanks to Matt Miller, Ray Stevens, Gabriel, Brian Billick. Thank Mary for dropping by as well. Also,
Ray Stevens is going to come in every day and do his second half for us.
Big thanks to the Under Armour Brand House and to the Union League Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago and to Lover's Lane for the efforts today.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing,
texting.
We will do it all over again tomorrow. We'll be out and about the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour at Draft Picks in Mount Prospect under a drive. Is that right? Am I right about that? There's so many, my head is swimming. Am I right about this?
Yes, Draft Picks in Mount Prospect. You get off on Arlington Heights Road North, you take it to golf, and you're there.
I'm going to follow those directions on there. I want to do that. Our crack producer said, Mr. Matt Amatacola.
Four-man rush, Tampa two safeties high, and Carson Palmer dropped the ding-dong through the donut hole.
I think that's what's happening down the hall. I love Matt Amatacola, and he is our Dale Jr. Right now, just chilling, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Learn something new every day. You tune into basketball, and you learn about biology. It's great.
I majored in biology at UCLA. On sorority row.
I bet he did.
Oh, he did. He definitely did. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Fun as always. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from Mount Prospect.
For your 5-8 Bears, it's the start of a 2-game road trip where the Bears will have a rematch with the Vikings. Can the Bears get another division win? Will Robbie Gould recapture his kicking mojo? Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Be merry and stress-free this holiday season when you order the Finest Feast, an exclusive package from Omaha Steaks. Filled with 28 100% guaranteed gourmet grades, the Finest Feast is now only $49.95 plus shipping and handling and delivered right to your door. Friends and family will love receiving tasty bacon-wrapped top sirloins, classic Omaha Steaks burgers, savory Polynesian pork chops, juicy boneless chicken breasts, and more for just $49.95. Order Omaha Steaks Finest Feast at 1-800-833-4745. 1-800-833-4745.
CBS Mondays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.